This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Feels like a Friday, not a Friday. Today feels like it should be a Friday.
I'm with you. I mean, Seinfeld established the Tuesday has no feel. Today has a feel. It feels like July 4th. It also feels like a good time to acknowledge our sponsors, law firm of Condor and Morad, estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That is kmlawyers.com.
So the Commanders have put out their training camp schedule. It's really not training camp. It's just the continuation of their offseason practices, because if fans aren't there, there's no difference. Like, call it whatever you want to. Training camp means fans come out and have access to your team over an extended period of time, say, like spring training. That's what training camp was. Now, teams announce their training camp over a several-day period, and while they'll have many practices that are dark to the fans, in the meantime, what they'll do is they'll say, training camp opens this date with fan access, ends on fan appreciation day this date, and sometimes that's 4 days later, 9 days later, 12 days later. It doesn't change the fact that for a lot of teams like Washington, they are cutting the fans out, and they are cutting out the access, and it's a shame. This is not a Commanders-centric thing, though. This is them jumping on an NFL trend. Like, you looked up some of the other teams that have more dates.
Yeah, I did a quick Google search. Denver, 13. Cincinnati, 8. New Orleans, 9. You think Sean Payton in Denver doesn't have state secrets, doesn't have important stuff that he's going to unleash on the league? Come on.
I grew up and fell in love with this team and this sport largely because of training camp going to 25 at a time. And nobody's doing that. You know, 25 practices in training camp over a month.
Which I get, yeah.
And I don't expect that. Training camp used to be 5 weeks long and you could go to almost 30 practices. Like, that's not a thing anymore, to be clear. But I also think if you looked up 32 teams, you'd see that there are teams with fewer than three. You'd see that there's a bunch of teams with 3, 4, something like that. The Commanders are part of a trend, and they're just kind of jumping on. I just think it's a shame. The point is that the teams don't want fans there recording and posting and tweeting about everything that they're doing. They can control the media. So I have a credential, and they're allowed to boss me around because of that, understandably. That's not pejorative. I'm not saying that in a negative way. They tell me what I can and can't report. Not necessarily when, you know, things are available and open. I can report whatever I see. But they can tell you which part of practices you're allowed to report on, in other words. So, hey, camera's off right now. They do something that you're quote-unquote not allowed to talk about. Camera's on. They do something that you are allowed to talk about. With fans, there is no telling Chris in Hyattsville or Chip and Burke, hey, man, you can't tweet this. Fans have unlimited, unfettered access in the sense of they'll post the video. A lot of fans have their own blogs. A lot of fans have, every fan has their own podcast at this point, right? Some of them have decent followings. Those guys are not credentialed, but they're right behind the stanchion. And by being there as a fan, they post it. The Washington Post's Commanders aggregate site picks it up. Next thing you know, thousands of people see it, and you've just seen their trick play to Deebo Samuel, and they'd rather that not be out there. So that's part of it. I think also it's a little bit just of a pain in the butt while they're grinding in the summer that, you know, you're adding 30, 40, 50 minutes of, you know, fan engagement and involvement before and after every practice. They're never going to acknowledge that or admit that, but how could that not be part of it? I just think it's one of those sign of the times that is a shame, and I think it's actually bad for the NFL, most of the things they do are really smart. This is not. And it's bad for the organization because this would be an amazing way to grow your fan base and to create lifelong fans like they did for me.
So last thing I'll say before we get to the calls, I understand the trend line is that the number shrinking from 25 or you can go every day as long as you print out the parking pass or whatever. I understand that's not even possible. I just can't have you be the fewest that I see. Giants 9, Saints 9, Buccaneers 9, Cleveland 8, Cincinnati 8. These are the ones that have been announced so far, right, that I can find. Now, these aren't official counts. This is what Google is telling me, so I don't have any official sourced reports. I can't have you be the fewest by, you know, two-thirds. Like, if you have 7 and someone else has 8, you've got fewer than them. All right, that's not a big deal. You're in the same ballpark. The idea that 3 times that are already sold out and gone, and it's a third of what some of these other teams are doing, a quarter of what some other teams are doing, that, to me, you're so out of whack with everyone else. If there's one other team that's down there with you and 30 other teams are going, yeah, come on by. We understand that this sort of fills your tank as passionate fans. I just can't get on board with that. When you're that far out of line from everybody else and you're going to cite the trend line, you go, no, you don't get to do that.
Have you found anything from the Eagles?
I have not.
The reason I ask is I'm pretty sure they were the team last year, the team cited to me, or somebody with the team, not like a team spokesman. But they cited to me when I said, I hate this. And they're like, the Eagles only have one. And I just did a quick Google, and it says, the only thing I found for Eagles training camp, it says, join us for Eagles training camp public practice today. And it's Sunday, August 10th this year, 6:30 p.m. And I wonder if that's their open practice, like for the second straight year. Because this is kind of what they've been doing. It's like, they don't do training camp for the fans. They have at their actual stadium at the link, anybody can come. Till they fill the joint. It's $10.25 for a ticket. Remember when the Commanders did this? They actually had this was a Jason Wright initiative, I think.
Yeah, at the stadium.
Yeah, they had 15,000 or some people come out. $40 pre-practice field access tickets are already sold out. So they do a thing where you could go down in the field, I guess, and get some autographs or whatever. But they say buy tickets, live football action, alumni autographs, family-friendly games, post-practice player autographs. So they spice it up and make it sound great, and I'm sure they do a good job with the event, but it's now one day. Whereas Eagles fans used to be able to see their team every single day. Baseball, as an example, every single day for a month, you're in West Palm, you know, you are in Port St. Lucie with the Mets, I think the Phillies are in Clearwater, you're able to just go hang out with the Phillies and Bryce and Schwarber, and it is invaluable to the growth of the game and the affinity that fans have for players.
Yeah, and I'm getting the list running as many as I can. It looks like the Bills have double digits. Looks like the Ravens have double digits.
The Giants actually list 11. Now would be right around 8 to 10, maybe 10-ish.
Just all I'm saying is don't lead the league. You don't have to be 50. You don't have to go crazy. If you were 5 or 6 or 7, I'd go, it's fewer than I'd like, but I get it. The idea that they're shrinking it after last year's siding construction. This, again, still on the balance sheet, very, very pleased with the ownership group. Very, very pleased with Dan Quinn, Adam Peters, Jay Daniels, everyone else.
Did you guys reach out the other day or when this broke? I wonder, I could text someone, but are they still saying anything about construction?
I'm just saying.
Because they're still doing construction over there. But again, it's such an excuse to me because it would be really easy for that to not affect. You could work around it. It's not like the fans are walking through the facility. I've been there. I go every year. You park in a field. You waddle along a tree line. You walk basically close to the trees, 50 yards from the facility itself, out to the practice field. You never get close to the building at this point. That's not how it used to be again, but I'm fine with that. I mean, fans can't, even the media used to be able to walk in. We'd walk down the steps, you know, to go to the locker room. They bring us around back now. It's a whole different world. But any construction at the site itself, other than if it's in the fan area, and by the way, you've 9 months to take care of that area without affecting the team. This is the 130-day period where it's the same thing I would say to a player who can't show up for OTAs or something. You got the rest of the offseason to do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. They want you there for 3 days. You got 25 days where you need this plot of land on your premises to be available to the fans. Figure your construction out otherwise. If they really wanted to, they would. But I don't even think it's a construction thing. And I don't even know that they've cited that.
Right. The only reason I brought up construction is from what you were told last year.
They said that, and I was like, oh, sure, okay. Just a coincidence that every team is doing this, and so are you. But we'll say construction.
Yeah. It's, again, on the balance sheet is very important. So people think that any criticism or any disagreement means you're somehow now, like, on the negative. The balance sheet is still very positive, right? This is I'll take this as my biggest problem over, I don't know, the owner getting sued for the billionth time, okay? It's not a real comparison. The point is, though, they're doing so much right, and this is such an easy thing, easy for me to say, but such an easy, controllable thing. You're already doing three, just add a couple more, and you'll get away with it.
You're already practicing. Like, everything's already happening. It's just a matter of, do you let some people stand next to the practice or not? It's literally that simple. Mm. That's what we're talking
about. Yeah, I mean, it requires some employees.
Do you hire some people to help? You know, some hourly employees to help people park,
yes,
and stand there and have some food trucks.
Yeah, and you have the flow going, you have all the different people that it takes, because you're doing it three times, and whatever those employees, whether it's PR folks, or I don't know what I don't know. I don't know how to do it. I'm not a professional football practice putter-oner. I don't know anything about it.
Also, let's not pretend they're not doing it because they don't want to spend the money. I mean, they've spent, as of the start of this season, it will have been a couple $100 million upgrading the practice facility in the stadium.
Right.
They're like, spending money.
You can't tell me you don't feel like it on this one. You don't get to.
Let's go to John in Herndon, home of the Hornets. What's up, John?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Good morning.
I absolutely agree with you. I'm a season ticket holder, and, you know, so I got early access to one of the dates, and that's great. But, you know, it just feels wrong, and I think one of you guys said it. You know, they're doing everything right. And this is such an easy give. It's unfortunate. We're not going to get the passion of the old Redskins, but we're getting there with last season.
Well, here's a good way, though, to make sure that you don't. And, you know, I hate to be hyperbolic or extreme on this, but cutting fan access and not allowing fans the very limited opportunity in this era to really, truly fall in love with the product is how you can guarantee you'll never get the old thing. I'd be willing to bet that, you know, Josh Harris's family of season ticket holders probably have a story from a training camp at some point. Mitch Rails, Mark Ein, I'll bet you someone in their family at some point, if they didn't, were at training camp and ran into and got to meet or got pictures with a player. And if they didn't, the reason the team was such a big deal at that time is that kids in their neighborhood had. It was part of the fabric, man.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Sean in Fredericksburg. Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys. Appreciate y'all taking the call.
Hey, buddy.
But no, it's ridiculous. It's my experience with it. Like, when I went to training camp, like, it's not only meeting the players and the experience and, you know, mingling with these guys, but I met people from NFL Network, LaDainian Tomlinson. And my experience with it this year was like, hey, I want to take my son. My son was born. And I was like, you know, you can pick anybody you want to watch, you know, or be a fan of, but except for anybody in our division, because at that time, Washington was not very good. So I didn't want him to suffer the same things I've been suffering for over 20 years. So, you know, of course, like you said, he chose Kansas City, but that was right before Mahomes. And this year, my experience was, well, he wears Commanders because of his father. You know, he's kind of into it. And it's about the young people and the young fans coming up. My experience this year was like, they didn't even update the website. The website was 2024 training camp tickets. Go to SeatGeek. Well, then I went on it June 20th just to check. Nothing. Didn't update the website. Called them up. Hey, are you having training camp tickets? No. And then all of a sudden I hear today, you know, they didn't know when they were coming out. And then today a friend of mine called me. He's like, hey, the training camp, they're sold out because they basically gave them all to season ticket members. Like, that's really upsetting and disappointing to me and for my son growing up and trying to be a part of this team and this new regime and culture coming up. It means a lot to the fans out here. And
this is my point, and I appreciate the call. Now, I've got a four-year-old boy. We're 5 years away from him being right in the heat of where I was when I knew every player, what number they wore, all the stats, you know, every team in the league. But my son, who's four, two nights ago in our living room said, Dad, quiz me on the helmets. And he gets out all of his NFL helmets.
Oh, I love it.
And he lays them out on the table, and I say, Bears, and he grabs the Bears. And I think over 30, we were missing the Packers helmets, so we only had 31 helmets for some reason. So my brother-in-law, Poff, who's a Packers fan.
What happened to that Packers helmet?
I found it while I was sweeping today, actually. But there was 31 helmets.
Mysterious circumstances or no?
He got 27 of the 31 right. So he's getting better and better and better, right? But my point is, like, he is at the age where you know what would be awesome? You know what should be able to happen? Forget what would be cool. What should be a no-brainer is if I have the interest and the inclination as a fan of this team during a summer day to take off from work and to go, you know what you're going to do, buddy? You're going to go watch how hard Terry McLaurin works on the practice field today. Because that's what happened when I was a kid. That's what happened when your dad was a kid. Today, we're going to go to Ashburn. We're going to park, and you're going to see your guy Jaden and your guy Terry and your guy Sanristil, and you're going to see them from 15 feet away. Now, I'm not going to promise them or tell them he might get their autograph or a picture. But more often than not, you might. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
And that, you know what my kid does? All of a sudden, he likes the team more, and he falls in love like that. We went to spring training this year. He got pictures with James Wood, Dylan Cruz, Jacob Young, Andrew Pinckney. He's asking me the other day, Andrew Pinckney is a pedestrian AAA player at this point, okay? He's a prospect, and he's one of my favorite guys. Great kid. But my son yesterday comes up to me and goes, is Andrew Pinckney on the Nationals yet? He met him one time for 2 minutes.
Yep.
Barely at 4 years old.
Months ago, by the way.
That stuff matters, man. This is how you build this up. This is how you make sure that he's not the latest 9-year-old wearing a Mahomes jersey. Or you could just never open practices so that you can have your end around not be seen by fans. By the way, you're cutting a third of the guys with your playbook. You're worried about someone tweeting out what's happening at practice to their 4,000
followers? How about the guy that drilled the plays? would that guy know it?
Your left guard on that play is on the team you're playing in week one. Like, that is such a bad excuse if that's really what this is. Because there was a huge complaint. I know Shanahan and a lot of these old school coaches were this way. They didn't like open practices because open practices meant that other teams could send a scout or whatever, and there's no way to around like figuring out who's there and who isn't. You mean at the practice where 20-plus guys are going to be scattered around the NFL who could keep your playbook that they've already made copies of and know everything that you're doing? Give me a break that that's a reason why not to do it. Reggie in Charlotte, you're listening on the Odyssey app. What's up?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Appreciate you.
I think it's an interesting topic. So I live in Charlotte, but I'm from Richmond. I used to come home every summer to go to training camp in Richmond and love the experience. I was the grown man guy. I'm 47 now, but I was a grown man reaching over to little kids so they could sign my football.
You got to use your reach when you can use it, yeah.
That's right. So, but lifelong fan, man, I love the fact that the team was in my hometown and I could come home and see them and get Alfred Morris and other guys and their autographs and whatnot. But I think with this, it's a little bit of the arrogance of the NFL because we know the NFL makes decisions. And we know that they're still going to have the number one fan base in comparison to the other sports. They make decisions, and we still flock to the NFL ticket. We still buy season tickets. We still go to games. We still buy $20 beers and $15 hot dogs. So they make these decisions, and we fuss about it. But then when September rolls around, guess what? We're still watching. We're still going. And I wonder if this is one of the things to say, you know, we're going to build fan base. It may be a little bit of a twisted mindset, but I wonder if it's a mindset of we're going to make you love us more by the absence of training camp. You can't see us in August. But in September, you're going to be like, well, I didn't get a chance to see him, but let me get a ticket to the game. Let me be a season ticket holder so I can get access to the guys and to games.
So it's possible.
Yeah, I just
absence makes the heart grow fonder.
I don't buy that.
If that's a strategy that some marketing company says, you know, you might get more attendance if there's no access because now he's got to take his kid to Landover to see the game. Maybe. Here's the problem. You better be damn good.
Yeah, there's a reason people give out samples. You know what I mean? Like, there's a reason when you go to Costco, they're like, hey, you want to try that? And if you're like, nope, all right, well, I guess I'm never buying the little mini wieners or whatever. You know, like, to me, that's what you're doing is you're building that rapport that these guys aren't just on TV, they're local. They represent the local area. It's why if you're a fan of some team around the world where you've never been to the stadium or like seen the guy at the supermarket or whatever, I think you're a big giant bandwagon fraud. I've never understood the ability to be a fan of a team from 1,000 miles away where they're not part of your community. How do you make someone feel like they're part of your community? You go see them in person when they're a living, breathing, running, panting human being that does amazing things. These larger-than-life gladiators, he's standing right there. The dude that had 13 touchdowns last season is standing right there. The guy that runs through the line of scrimmage like a bull in a china shop is right there. The 300-pound lineman that moves around like a small forward in the NBA is standing right there. Your heroes are right in front of you coming off the damn field that you just saw go 12-5 last year. And you're dying to show them your adulation and love. All you want to do is show them how much they matter to you.
Well,
you're saying no to that.
I just think, too, it's really easy. It doesn't matter what they do business-wise. If they're winning 11 games in the regular season and they're winning two playoff games and getting to NFC Championship games and Jaden Daniels is an MVP candidate, then people will come to games and they can do whatever they want. They could treat you well. They could treat you badly. Sure. They can make pro-fan decisions, anti-fan decisions. But it's not always that way. And so one of the reasons why this team for 20-plus years, maybe not all 30 because the apathy eventually set in, but for 20-plus years was able to stay as a marquee pillar in the NFL.
Yeah, pretend they had a fan rating
list. Running
to
the ground
yeah.
over and over and over again was the infectious bond between the city and the team, which was number one based on winning, but was number two based on the team meaning something to people. And it is just hard to create that meaning without access, period. 800-636-1067. One more on this. I want to get into, does it actually help the team to keep the fans away? And if so, how much? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Double play coming up at 3:45. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. We'll blitz at 4 o'clock, and that is when, in 30 minutes, we're going to give away the tickets to see Adam Sandler in D.C. this fall. It's actually a September 27th show. So if you want those tickets, make sure you're listening right at 4 on Grant and Danny. Got some fun 4th of July convo coming your way on the show today as well. We are going to have our 4th of July food draft ahead of cookouts tomorrow. In studio. We're going to do that right around 5:25 today, so make sure you're listening then. We're going to play this or that 4th of July edition before we get out of here in our final segment as well. So, almost like the last day of school.
Yeah, there's an energy to it.
You put on a movie.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to, this is the radio version of putting on a movie a little bit later on in the show, so enjoy that with us. What was the movie you guys would watch in school when, like, the teacher was cool?
Oh,
was there something you'd go to?
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't one definitive because it's always like you can't have something that's got curse words or like two adult themes in it or things like that. So even like back in the day, PG-13 movies would still have like guys saying some naughty words, which you can't have during the school day. So I'm trying to remember what we would do.
There's like, I remember watching The Sandlot at the end of the school year a couple times.
We never got that.
That was a good go-to.
Yeah, like the one of like the cool teachers who was also the coach would like throw on Hoosiers or something like that. I mean, yeah. we do the occasional sports movie.
So my question to you, we're going to hit the phones and we'll move along. But if you want to hop in, 800-636-1067. Danny, my question is, are teams actually better off by mitigating access the way that the Commanders are? And by the way, the Kansas City Chiefs, I looked up their schedule here on their website, 17 open practices.
17.
For the best team in the NFL, and they do this every year. So you can't tell me that there's a direct correlation, right? Like, if you don't have practice open very often, you get a lot more done. I'd say the Chiefs are going to be pretty good. They have 17 practices open. This looks like a training camp schedule, kind of from my childhood, honestly. You want to go Tuesday the 22nd, 9:15 a.m. Wednesday the 23rd, 9:15 a.m. Thursday the 24th, 9:15 a.m. Friday the 25th, 9:15 a.m. They're off on Saturday. Sunday the 27th, 9:15 a.m. Monday the 28th, 9:15 a.m. Tuesday the you get the point.
What time
every
are they?
Every single day. Yeah, are they 9:15. On the practice field? Now, they're going to close practices the day before some preseason games for sure. They occasionally charge an admission fee. And I don't know what the difference is, but like Family Fun Day, Saturday, August 2nd, is a $6 admission fee. Sunday, July 27th, maybe they bring in different activations or do more, and they want to defer some of the cost or something. So occasionally they charge $6, but otherwise it looks like these are practices that are open to the public, 17 of them over the course of their, you know, training camp, which to me is the way it should be. But I ask you, is there a benefit to people not having their cell phones out, fans not seeing things, posting it online, players, just whatever time is gained? You know, employees are always thinking about that, right? Like, let's just work. Let's get our work in. Players not having to stand there and sign autographs 30, 45 minutes. They get to rest. They get to recuperate. They get to eat their lunch. They get to get to the meetings early, whatever that looks like. Do you think there's enough of a benefit possibly for a team to make the case? Look, it's not a fun decision. It's bad optics. but we're going to do it.
I think it's an excuse. I think it's a lame one, to be honest with you. The same, you know, it feeds out of the same trough as volunteer to go. Next issue. I solved that one. I rubber stamped that one. I'll do it again next year. This is doable and workable. If all it requires is effort. Again, I have an informal list going. I've gotten through just about every team. There are a few that I cannot find yet, whether they haven't been announced or they're not doing it or I don't know what. But I'll just read you the numbers. Forget about which team is which. 10, 8, 9, 13, 9, 11, 12, 16, 17, unlimited until the preseason begins. 14, 12, 11, 7, 8, 9, 9, 13, 9, 15, 10, 7. Which one of these is not like the other? Which one of these is not even close to those other ones? You could do the math. You can't tell me that you've unlocked some secret. You've unlocked some sort of training deal where you've unlocked some kind of a special secret sauce that will give you an advantage over everybody else. There's no way. More forward thinking, smarter organizations who've been at it for a long time, who continue to kick everybody's butt and are annually really, really good, have 3, 4, 5 times as many as you do. It's an effort thing. That's what it is to me. And it doesn't feel worth it to them. And I think that's a shame. Again, overall balance sheet, really, really good. This is a miss. This is an easily controllable effort miss. And I don't know who to blame. It may be that I'm just making this up. The ownership group and the, the PR folks or everybody who works on the nonprofit side or some of the outreach would love to do more. But the coaching staff goes, you know what? We ain't having it. We're not doing it. Or it could be something else. Again, I don't know who to direct my ire to.
I get the sense that their football department does not like to do things they don't have to do football-wise. That is not a crime, by the way. That is actually reasonable. But whether it comes to extra media, when it comes to interviews, when it comes to do we want to have our coach on this platform every week or our quarterback on that platform, I think they're very, very careful and cognizant about not overextending anybody and keeping eyes on the prize. And I think a lot of fans will hear that and go, good. And I think that that's perfectly reasonable. You act as if to an extent. So I bring that up to know what I know about their workings and some of the things that have happened and haven't happened and, you know, why they didn't happen. I'd be remiss if I didn't acknowledge that when I say football's definitely not going to push back on less fans around more often. Is it their want more than anybody else's? I don't know. Is it something I can't imagine the team president who's trying to sell this product right now, which is easier to sell than it's ever been before. All of a sudden they're blue magic, right? Everybody wants some of this. That they go, we don't want any fans there. We don't want to extend. The only time fans get to come do something, basically, and it's all about us paying for them to have a good time, essentially. Like, you got to pay for your food and your drink, and you got to bring your chair. But you're not paying to come in, necessarily. They're not charging. So this is just something we do nice for fans. I don't think the marketing and business people are going, let's not do that. But maybe. Let's go to Chris in Hyattsville. What's up, Chris?
What's up, gentlemen?
Buddy.
First of all, before I get into it, I'll say I have a feeling that this is temporary because this is, to Danny's point, this is such an easy miss for the Harris Group, which has otherwise been really good by the fans. I think maybe they're just saying, hey, we're not going to half-ass this, and we're going to do something much better in seasons to come, but it's not their focus right now. However, I will say the following things. NFL coaches need to stop treating practices like it's the Manhattan Project, okay? Guys running around in shorts catching passes on 7-on-7 drills is not earth-shattering, and it doesn't need to be shrouded in mystery. And the other thing I'll say is most sports, especially football, are becoming increasingly expensive and difficult for the average fan 100%. To even participate
100%,
in
Chris.
Live. And these little things like open practices are a way that people who otherwise never set foot in FedEx Field or can't afford, you know, it costs the average family around $600 just to go to a game. These things are the last vestige of a time when there wasn't that much separation between the fans and the players and the teams. And the fact that it's dwindling in this way and or is restricted to ticket season holders get first dibs is just, it's not fan friendly. And it's not, I agree with you. It's a real shame, but I'm holding out hope that this is something that they're going to fix because they've otherwise done really well. I don't know what's going on.
And Chris, I appreciate the thoughtful phone call. I'm hoping that there's some grand surprise around the corner where it's, no, we actually have a great idea and it's going to be this grandiose thing that's awesome in the future. I don't know where that's coming from, but that's an optimistic viewing of the current status, which is we're doing a fraction of what everyone else is doing.
Yeah, that's, I think, my big frustration is I get that it's a trend, but right now I only have the Eagles with fewer practices than them. So you're one of the most extreme anti-fan operations during training camp. You want to be that? You shouldn't want to be that. Dave in Woodbridge, what's up?
Hey, guys. So definitely a bad look. I hope everybody barks enough where they second thought this and add a couple.
But they did it last year, and people barked, and they went further.
They went the other way,
so
yeah.
I wouldn't hold your breath.
Yeah, but so I'm a little older than y'all. I'm 55. I went to my first game at RFK when Pardee was a coach in 78. Back then, if you didn't know somebody that had tickets, or so they didn't require you to buy preseason games back then for a season ticket holder. So your only two opportunities to ever see the team play was preseason or training camp. And my father, you know, back when they had it in Carlisle, he used to tell me stories about going to the little bars after and hanging out with the players. You know, different times though. You know, they're not doing that now, but so many good, fond memories from all this, and I hope they do change it. That's all I got to say.
Well, you and I both, and I think a lot of people are with us. We'll get more into this a little bit later on Grant and Danny. Do a double play. We'll do that next. Top of the hour in about 17 minutes. Those tickets to see Adam Sandler right here on The Fan.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Our daily double play right now. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. Driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Now is the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealer today.
I saw this number. It's the only thing I can think about. The only thing I can talk about. It's the only thing I'm really interested in, quite frankly. I can't believe this. I don't have updated numbers after this, okay? So it's now almost a week that this release has happened, okay, Jeeps? But in the first 3 days since its release on Netflix, Squid Game Season 3, 60.1 million people have watched all or part of that season. 60.1 million people. Which sets a new record for that time frame, which sets a new record for, I think, the biggest TV launch ever for Netflix. Season 2 had a higher opening week total, which was 68 million for the week. This was in the first 3 days of it coming out. It is, to me, one of the, every once in a while, like, something will happen entertainment-wise or whatever, like a movie will do a certain amount, or, you know, the finale of this TV show or the Super Bowl got this many viewers. A paid subscription service that now most everybody has, obviously, but still not ubiquitous around the world, or it still doesn't seem to me that it is that way. Something that is in its third season, not the premiere that got a lot of hype or whatever. 60 million people in 3 days watched Squid Game. I just can't get over how different entertainment is and how the world has changed and how we consume things just within the span of my lifetime. I'm old enough, telling myself here, where someone would say, change the channel. And that meant whoever was closest, or if you lost the nose game, which is touch your nose, you had to stand up and turn the dial. You go, this one, this one, this one. Yeah, leave it there. And you go and sit back down. We did that before we got cable, before the clicker, before the remote, whatever you want to call it. Now, you push a button. It's dun-dun, recognizes that it's you. Do you want to pick up right where you left off on this show? Yes, I do. 60 million people in 3 days. I can't get over it.
So the number one most watched TV show in the U.S. today is Squid Game on Netflix. Number two is a show called The Waterfront, which I'm going to venture to guess you haven't heard of.
I've not heard of that.
I, for some reason, have this problem where if I start watching a miniseries, now I don't do this with all the shows you tell me to watch that I'm like seven seasons and 52 episodes behind on. Mm-hmm. But a miniseries, if it's a one season, six or eight episode drama building up to a culmination, even if it's not that good of a show and the acting's bad and there's a lot of things about the show that don't work for me, I normally ride it out. I watched this dumb show over the 2 days where I was bedridden, sick, for the last 2 days. I'd already watched one or two episodes, I think, like a week ago. And I wasn't enjoying it that much, but I was like, all right, let me see what happens.
I'm already here. Three. Yeah.
And so I kept going and I kept going. And I was like, at some point, it's going to get better. And I realized at the end, there's no way anybody thinks differently than I do in the way of this show was missing something. It's like one of those shows where it's like, was it the acting? Was it the writing? It's just not a high quality show, but it has some good things. And like the plot, if you just hear about it, is kind of cool. And some of the you know, the shots and the scenery and the water elements are kind of neat. I don't know why it is, Danny, with these, and this is why these shows are made this way. I think these 8 episodes, little Netflix, you can knock them out in a few days. But when I get going on one of these, even if I know it stinks, I keep going.
You just do it because you're already committed.
I feel like you are able to pull the ripcord really easily when you're not in on the show.
Yeah, if something stinks, that's the end for
but
me.
But I think you got to give a show, what, 3 episodes? Well, if there's only 8, and now you're quite literally, I mean, when you're 3/8 of the way down, you've watched 38% of the show. You're 4/10 of the way home. I feel like it's just like, all right, well, now I'm interested enough in this one character. Let me see what happens. Even though you know it's not a good show. So as an example, recently when you go, what have you wasted your time watching? What content? There's so much great content out there. What broke through? I've got to tell people The Waterfront is the show I saw through to the end. That's embarrassing. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Because it's not very good. Yeah, I mean, to me, if I've heard really good things, so for example, I'll give you an example on this. Severance is that show for me. You hated it because the first 10 minutes are confusing and boring and they're setting something up. It was a slow burn. I kind of went, I don't love this show. I'm begging someone to do something. It's weird. It's quirky, but I could do weird and quirky anytime I feel like it, right? I could just stare at a wall with art house music on. Someone do something. And then the first little tug, the first little reveal, the first little, wait, what? Then this confusing thing. And all of a sudden, I'm in. I'd heard such great things about the show that I'm willing to give it some time. If I just stumble onto something that's nubs and it proves itself to be nubby, and I'm going, okay, thanks. I can just move on to the next thing. So you're right. I do have that ability. I don't need conclusion. There's another Apple show. Everyone told me how great Silo was. I watched Silo for a couple episodes, and I'm like, I just kind of can't do it. So I did something else.
James Wood just announced who's going to throw to him in the home run derby. You want to know who it is?
I do.
I'll tell you as soon as we come back.
Look at what you did.
Plus, we've got those Adam Sandler tickets for you. Grant and Danny on The Fan.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.